Quick correction, it is the SDG Week Radio Show. So first of all, let's get started. Oboengbe, which is the state lead. Let's get started with you. What is SDG? People would like to know what's the abbreviation standing for.
All right, so SDG simply means Sustainable Development Goal. It was set up in 2015 by United Nations General Assembly, which is made up of 193 countries. The objective was to set up a universal goal that speaks to environmental, political, and economic issues that faces the people of the world generally. It's unique as it covers all the aspects of concern. So SDG is a collection of 17 interconnected goals designed to achieve a better and a more sustainable future for all. So there are 17 goals. One is to end poverty, zero hunger, quality education, etc., etc.
All right, okay. Well, out of those 17 goals, let's talk about the top five. I'm going to be asking FL Willie, how do you guys think you guys can achieve this particular goals here in especially let's start with the country Nigeria?
Well, yes. It's our government that went into the treaty and agreed to the SDG goals, which came from the Millennium Development Goals. After it's been implemented, they felt like, okay, there has to be sustainability to all the goals we've been implementing these years. That is what came about the SDG goals. And yes, everyone is responsible. Despite the fact that the government have agreed to this, citizens, youth are all in this together to make sure we have a sustainable society to live in, so we can all support by being critical thinkers. Okay. By looking at ways that challenges occurs in the society, provide solution to these areas, tell the government where they cannot see, we tell them, okay, we are living in these areas that we are facing challenges. Can you come in? Can you do something about this? And government should be able to listen to students, to the society, to the cry of everyone in the society, so as to make the society a peaceful place for everyone to live in.
All right, Oboengbe, what are the experiences you guys have been facing so far? If you guys have been in the field, what have you guys been doing to make sure people, of course, attain a sustainable goal in our society?
Okay, so this happens to be our third radio station for today, still preaching the gospel of sustainable development. So one of the goals that caught our interest is quality education. So okay, when we went to the fields around Follow the Money, we realized that in most primary schools in Akwa Ibom State, it's currently running situations where classroom teachers field register for ghost pupil. So a class teacher that is supposed to oversee 25 pupil now has a register of extra two classes that does not exist. So when we asked them what is happening, the response was, that is what we were told to do. By who? And they couldn't disclose it. So, and of course, the NBS report has it that Akwa Ibom State has the highest number of out-of-school children in spite of the free education. So there's corruption that in the education system that does not allow the dividends of democracy, the funding that is being appropriated for education to reach to children. Then we also still have this issue of non-payment of scholarship and bursary to Akwa Ibom students in tertiary institution. So between 2000... for the 6 years of this administration, we've had over 150 billion naira annually as 13% all derivation. When you multiply that by six, you have over 900 billion naira. Akwa Ibom State should not be one of the states that cannot afford to pay scholarship and bursary. So as an organization, we advocate. So we took this up with the commissioner.
Tackling the main problems, which is quality education.
Quality education, yeah. So we took it up with the commissioner. We took it up with the State House committee chairman on education. So that's just the bit we can do. And we also come up on radio like this to encourage our leaders, our duty bearers, to step up to the game and do something about it.
All right, joining us on the show is David Williams, Communication Youth Alive Foundation. Before we get to him, let's continue with this particular conversation with FL Willie, who's also on the program with us. FL Willie, we'd like to know, what is the feasibilities? I know you guys are already putting in work, but at what year would you guys think you guys will be able to achieve this common goals that you guys are gunning for?
Yes, the set goal is 2025. 2030, but if we work alone separately, we can't do much. Okay. But when we work together, we can really achieve much more. Because if you look at the area of education, it's really suffering, especially education for persons with disability. There's little inclusive management. There is little inclusion in that area. Also, we look at University of Uyo. I remember there was a time where insecurity issue was really pronounced. And then Students Organizing Change, of which I'm part of, trained under UTLI Foundation, where trained to take up this issue. And the issue of insecurity was really tackled. The school management worked with students to ensure that the school environment is safe for learning. These are things that when we work together, we can achieve so much. A student with disability just got admission into Nigerian Law School, and there is no fund for it. Is it because everyone, the government, organizations, well-meaning Nigerians don't care about these persons, or they just care more about those in the orphanages than those who feel that their challenges should not hold them back from becoming normal human beings or from getting better lives, dignified life in the society? Every area needs to be adjusted. We don't need any area being a loophole. We need everywhere strong enough for us to be proud of the society we are living in.
All right, it's the SDG Week Radio Show right here on Comfort 95.1 FM. And I already told you, David Williams is right here at the Communications Youth Alive Foundation. So we know the goal is to sustain development in our society, but what are the objectives? I mean, before you get to a goal, you must have a little wins before we get to the big one. So, Williams,
so yours. Yeah, so we've looked at, there are like 17 different partnerships when we're addressing this. To name all of them, we do not have time for that. But we've talked about some of the most prevalent ones when we're looking at Nigeria as a whole. We're looking at poverty levels, gender equality. You know, when we're talking about gender equality, we're talking about the true sense of feminism in itself. I know I'm shaking some tables with that, but as always. Yeah, no, so, but we talked about the statistics in 2015. We said women get paid 77 cents to the dollar for the same work that men do, and understanding that women deserve equal pay and equity, you know, in workplaces is one of the most strong advocacies that have been pushed since 2015. That in itself is directly linked to the increase in the number of people that have come out of the poverty quota in itself, because we looked at in 2020 in Nigeria, according to the reports, we had 40% of the population living below the poverty level. That's like 83 million people, if I'm not mistaken. And so we've looked at having, for example, now Youth Alive Foundation on a new project is talking about having a national youth development policy. And in Akwa Ibom states, amongst other states, there is a policy, the Akwa Ibom Youth Development Fund Bill, and I know I've thrown this out and I've overflogged it, but it's one of the small wins that we can look at when addressing some of these sustainable development goals. You know, because we understand that the majority of those who are facing the poverty levels are the ones that are unemployed, and the ones who are unemployed do not have the jobs to be able to actually get into the job market. So if we're looking at a situation whereby we create a board, we create a platform where they have access to other means of economic development, we're looking at them having their entrepreneurial goals, their entrepreneurship goals, there's ways of them having trainings, getting soft skills to be able to take advantage of 21st century jobs. So that in itself is one of the small wins that we can count for ourselves, looking at the fact that in different states there are different ways to address different problems, because we cannot have one simple we cannot take a UN initiative and just expect that it can be, you know, replicated in different states. No, we have to be able to carry out needs assessment and then have specific, location-specific goals and location-specific interventions. That's basically it for me. Those are our small wins for us.
All right, fantastic. Just like Ethel Willie said, this particular goal cannot be achieved by an individual, so we need people to partner on as well as... okay, Obonikbe, time wouldn't permit us to take the parting shots of everyone, so just give us a parting shot. Are there any lines where people can call in if they want to partake in this particular movement?
Okay, you could just call in 0803489-3061. So the primary responsibility of government is to cater for the people. So we are advocating that the government at the federal and at the state level should do more to enhance the welfare of citizens.
Better late than never, or some people say better be late than be delayed. It's Comfort 95.1 FM, and that was the SDG Radio Talk Week program, and they call it Sustainable Development. Do join us next time on the frequency. More programs comes your way.